On this week's installment of the Bill Elliott Driver Development Podcast, we have a lot of big events going on with the gas race at Lanier National Speedway and, of course, with the Sprint Cup Series and Bill Elliott himself racing there. We're going to talk to both Casey Roderick and Bill Elliott. First, we start with Roderick, the driver of the number 19 Bill Elliott Driver Development Ford. Casey, you've had a strong run this season. You've had one win that you went to victory lane, another one that you led every lap, and of course the DQ. But forget all that. You've had strong runs all year, and now we're going to Lanier National Speedway where you've had a ton of success. Tell us about how that number 19 is going to be hooked up to the track and how you expect to do on tonight.
Well, I'm going into the race with a lot of confidence. I feel like we're going to go back with a little bit different setup than what we had, try to make the car better, last longer on the long run. That's what we've been struggling at, is keeping the car good throughout the race. So we're going to try a few things and see how they do for this weekend.
Now, you've had a couple of off weeks since we had our last August 15th Gas Series race. What have you been doing since then? Have you just been working at the shop, or have you been trying to tackle some other stuff, or have you gotten to have a little free time or go to school? Tell the world about what's happening in the world of Casey Roderick.
Well, last couple weeks I've been working on an ARCA car, trying to get a car going so I can test and get some seat time in a big car. I've also been working on my late model a little bit last week, trying to get it ready. But that's, you know, I do my schoolwork at the end of the day after work, and then starts all over again in the mornings at the shop. So that's about all I've been doing.
Now, what is a typical day like? I mean, is it a 9-to-5 at the shop, and then you go do your homework? That seems like a lot. Well, since you're in school and you're working, how does that sort of fit together?
Well, it's definitely tough to do. You know, I get up 7:00 in the morning, get ready, and be at the shop at 8:00. So, and we work from 8 to 5, and then after work, I go home and eat dinner with my grandfather, and do my schoolwork till about 10-11 o'clock at night, and then get up at 7:00 each morning.
Boy, and I thought my schedule was tough, Casey. Now, you mentioned getting an ARCA car together. What kind of places would you test that ARCA car? Are there certain tracks that you're allowed to test or not, or can you just go anywhere? Last weekend, your teammate John King talked about getting a truck and trying to test it. What kind of places do you test?
Well, I've tested one before at Rockingham, and this car that I'm getting ready right now, I think we're going to go to Lanier and practice it a little bit, just get some seat time. But there's several places where you can test, you know, half-mile tracks to a mile track, you know. Rockingham is just under a mile, so there's a lot of places you can go, but we're going to stay here at Lanier for a couple times and maybe go back up to Rockingham.
Now, I asked John this last week, and you probably have the same answer as him, but I just want to know, if he's getting a truck ready, are you getting ready to do some Bill Elliott Driver Development ARCA racing, or is that something that's pretty far in the future?
Well, that's been in the talk here lately. We are talking about doing some. Just don't know really when it's going to happen yet.
Now, looking ahead past this season, do you plan, or actually past this week, do you plan on running in that September the 12th race where sort of the ASA and the Gas Series are combined? I would imagine that since they are, and that was a race I think you were planning on running anyway, that the number 19 will be at Lanier on September the 12th?
Yes, sir, it will.
And what do you look at beyond that? Because a lot of the short track seasons are winding up a little bit. Do you plan on running some of these one-off races, sort of like Chase does, to get seat time? Or are you trying to prep for maybe a move to super late models or something else next year?
Well, it's all depending on sponsorship. I've been working, you know, trying to get some money to run these races in between the gas races. But right now, money's hard to come by, and I'm searching as hard as I can, and my family is too, and Cindy's working on some stuff too. So with all of us searching, hopefully we can get up enough money to do those in between races.
And when's the next time that Hometown Community Bank is going to be on that number 19 Ford?
September 12th at Lanier.
September 12th at Lanier. We'll look forward to seeing you with our Gas Series coverage on the Chandler Communications Radio Network September 5th at Lanier, and also on the 12th. Good luck with everything, Casey.
Thank you.
And we're talking to the patriarch, I guess you could call him, of Bill Elliott Driver Development Program. That is Bill Elliott himself. And Bill, I just want to start with, I guess, talking to you about some good news, and that's your son Chase's victory this weekend in that number 9 Aaron's Lucky Dog Ford. You had a pretty good vantage point from out there, and you had some, I guess, fatherly advice for him after the race, too. Tell me about your thoughts on the win, and then, I guess, about his season in late models overall.
Well, you know, he's kind of excelled in this deal pretty well, better than I ever thought at this point in time. But, you know, as you, and I'm trying to be not too, you know, I'm excited about where he's at, but not over, I guess, confident, because I do know as you continue up the ladder, it gets harder. And, you know, my philosophy and feeling is we'll take it a day at a time, you know, and just try to do the best we can. I mean, things will change. It'll be, you know, we've been lucky. You know, we've got some good people working on these cars. You know, our cars are simple, and, you know, we've had, like I said, just seems like what Ricky Turner's kind of the main guy, and Jim, and Jim Barfield's been with me for a very long time, very knowledgeable about this stuff, and Ricky's raced these cars before, and he's very knowledgeable and knows the cars real well, and, you know, we're just trying to go at it as a, you know, simple, keep things going, and don't get too far out of the box, and, you know, so far it's worked for us. I mean, who knows what tomorrow will bring? I mean, I know how this sport is so up and down, you know. But like I said, I try not to look too far past tomorrow, because I know there's another race and I know there's another obstacle to get through, and just continue to work and grow and try to get better.
Absolutely, and you mentioned Chase's success. Obviously, his teammate in the Gas Series there, Casey Roderick, and, of course, part of the program, he's done really well also. How do you rate his success? And then maybe just quickly as well on Trey Poole and John King coming along and their careers with Bill Elliott Driver Development.
Well, you know, I don't know if we'd call our stuff driver development. I mean, we're kind of at a brick wall now. You know, we're trying to help these guys and do it on a deal where, you know, we've been trying to acquire sponsorship to help the whole deal. You know, right now, John's dad's helped him and through several deals, and we've tried to help with our association from the different associates that we have that's helped us with product. You know, we try to help Trey there again, you know, get him a car acquired and just offer him what we can from our assistant side and through the network of people that I know. You know, and then that leads to Casey. You know, Casey's a really good kid, and we're trying to get him to the next level, you know, and not put, you know, we're trying to give him all the tools he needs to run what he's running, but yet give him the step to make it to the next level because of where his age is, you know, and that's what we look at all the you know, between Casey, Trey, and John, you know, they're at an age that's kind of, that seems to be the hardest age to sell, unless you have a parent that's got a lot of money, you know, such as a Logano or somebody like that. And I'm not saying anything negative about that, but it's just, you got to have something, either a sponsor behind you or money behind you, to continue to make it through the levels, because you get to a point, and then in racing costs so much money that you can't do it. You know, we've been lucky that Aaron's has tagged on to Chase and has stuck through that. And, you know, but there again, he's at a niche age that there's not a lot of kids out there, and it's kind of a unique deal. And, I mean, that's what makes it so hard to juggle through all the stuff what we're trying to do. I mean, we're not trying to overshadow anybody or put more emphasis on one than the other. It's just the way things have fallen and what the, you know, it seems to be what everybody wants at this point in time.
And it's that's a good point you mentioned about the different points in the career where John, Trey, and Casey compared to Chase are. Now, John talked to us last week about getting a truck and sort of testing that around, and Casey talked to us this week about trying to get an ARCA car and test those. I assume that maybe those series are in the future. What does Chase's future hold? Because he's really excelled all of a sudden in these super late model races, and a couple of weeks ago, Chase seemed to think that that y'all would branch out more from the gas series. But you seem a little more cautious. Kind of where do you rate his progress and see him ending up next season?
Well, I mean, I don't really know. I mean, he's got a few years, and I think the series, the different series that we're running with this particular car, even with an open motor or the pro or super late model, whichever way you want to put it, needs to be continued going down this route, till we get a little bit farther along and assess where we need to be, because a lot of stuff has, what I look at is it's all going to come down to money and where each of these guys end up. And I mean, right now I can't do no more than what I'm doing. I mean, as far as financially, I mean, right now we're at a point that unless something comes along, and that's why I'm trying to enter, I'm trying to network these guys, especially the older kids in a group that were, they jump a step, because that's the ages that they are, and that's the things we got to look at is that's why I'm trying to get Casey in the ARC or whatever we can get him in now, because of his age, he's the younger of the other two, and then that. But there again, it's just so hard to do without, because the problem is, you go to the next level, and it don't cost you a little bit more; it costs you a lot more.
Oh yeah.
And you just can't keep going on and shelling out and doing what you got to do with no more than we've got coming in.
Now, you've aligned yourself on the Sprint Cup side, obviously, with a legendary team that sort of has had that same philosophy. After shelling out a ton of money with limited sponsorship and limited resources in the last couple of seasons, your number 21, Wood Brothers Ford, has managed to run a limited schedule and have more success. And you've had some great finishes. I mean, great in terms of how that car's finished in the last 2 years. Tell us how you feel like coming into Atlanta this weekend and how you feel that number 21 Wood Brothers Ford's going to look, and if you plan on running next year, anything like that?
Well, I mean, I'm taking it a step at a time. I mean, right now, we kind of fell on some stuff there at Charlotte. We've been going in a good positive direction. Atlanta's a little bit different animal than what we've raced on to this point, since Charlotte. The surface is a little more abrasive, like some of what Darlington used to be or Rockingham used to be. But yet it's a high-speed, little bit bumpier racetrack than the flatter stuff that we've been on, let's say Indy, Michigan, Chicago, and those kind of places. And hopefully we can expand on what we've learned and continue down that route. And, I mean, that's going to be and that's where that's going to be. But, I mean, I'm proud of what the Woods brothers have done, because they've been able to step back and relook at stuff and say, hey, we're going to run a limited deal and focus on these number of races, and that's what they got to do. I mean, that's what they've got to do. Because if you don't get some stability and some credibility within your race team, you don't have any future at all. I mean, that's kind of like what I look at the package we got here at our shop. I mean, you look at the races that we've run and the series that we've run in, we've been extremely successful. Casey's won races, Chase has won races. They won in Legend races, won in Bandolero races, and that's all come out of this shop. So we know racing, but yet now we got to sell it. Now we've got to get to the next level and sell it. Because, I mean, we've not a fly-by-night deal. We're not here just taking money and sitting back and just doing whatever. We're taking a little bit of money and doing a lot with it. I mean, and that's what I think, we have got to offer. I mean, and there again, that's what the Woods brothers have done. They've looked at their deal and what they're trying to do, say, okay, we'll tri- trim up our race team and make it lean, but yet, but there again, you've got, he's got a good group of people with him, with Hyder, you know, Dean Hoyt, Dwayne, all the guys that have stuck in there, you know, and been able to pull that deal together. I mean, it's really a good nucleus of guys, and he's been able to thin it down, concentrate on the races they need to concentrate on, and forget about everything else.
That's good. Well, we wish you the best of luck down in Atlanta this weekend, and, of course, for the Bill Elliott race teams up at Lanier as well.
Well, I appreciate that.
Well, that does it for the Bill Elliott Driver Development Podcast for this week. I'm Doug Fireball Turnbull. Tune in next week to see how things shaped up after both Lanier National Speedway and Atlanta Motor Speedway.